Towering icy cliffs with peaks like pointed turrets sit in water with a night sky with an aurora above. Green letters appear. Disney Nature. In a sepia-toned, hand-drawn map of Africa, a line traces down from a mountain range.
The Kalahari Desert in southern Africa is one of the driest places on Earth. But every year, one river flows down from the mountains and transforms the heart of this desert. A vast green oasis rises from the dust.
As the line spreads into several branches, the river appears in real life. The water spreads over the desert like the roots of a tree.
The Okavango Delta has been filling, emptying, and refilling for millennia. And every plant and animal that has ever lived here has danced to the rhythm of this great seasonal cycle.
A bird snaps up a bug in its beak.
Like blood through arteries, the water sustains all life here.
A small green and yellow bird sits perched on a curved branch. A larger white bird with black markings flies through the air. A school of little fish swims in the swampy water. A small spotted cat slinks amid tall grass, startling a crane with long, slender legs.
But one animal is especially connected to the water.
An elephant's trunk wraps itself around a bunch of tall grass growing out of the water.
These Kalahari elephants spend most of the year searching for food and water. So for them, flood season in the Delta is an especially joyous time.
Chest deep in the water, an elephant with tusks yanks grass out with its trunk.
This is a sight of elephants we rarely see.
Among a group of elephants in the water, one of them playfully lifts its trunk and splashes sideways. Elephants dunk their large heads under the surface. They play with one another, some resting their front feet on another's back. Underwater, a young elephant swims, paddling its legs. As an elephant lifts its trunk out of the water, a baby elephant rubs its head against it. The larger elephant flops down, splashing. Looking on, a large elephant with long tusks stands knee-high in a calm part of the delta.
A 40-year-old female watches over the herd. Shawnee is the oldest and wisest, after her sister, the great matriarch. This puts her next in line to be the leader. It will be a big responsibility when the time comes. For now, though, she has her hands full trying to raise her one-year-old son. And this kid is a handful.
As the baby trots along, birds take flight.
Meet Jomo, one of the youngest of the herd.
Antelope leap away.
At this impressionable age, with so many different types of animals to play with, it's not entirely certain he even knows he's an elephant yet. He can't leap through the air, so he's probably not a lechwe.
A baby baboon hangs from its mother.
But a baboon? Now that looks more like it.
As Jomo runs toward them, the baboons flee.
They're not buying it, though.
A hippo peeks up from the water.
Let's just say, Jomo has a lot to learn about being part of the herd.
A flock of birds take off as the herd grazes on tall grass.
For elephants, family is everything. In this tight-knit group, someone always has your back. And that's usually Gaia, Shawnee's sister. She's the matriarch, a position earned through age and wisdom. Where she leads, the herd follows.
The herd follows Gaia out of the water.
Almost everyone here is related to Gaia. Sisters, cousins, daughters, grandkids. The older boys, they leave home in their early teens to seek their fortunes elsewhere. But they'll return occasionally to visit mom and to show the younger boys, like Jomo, how to cause trouble.
The young elephants follow alongside the older ones. Jomo stumbles a little in water up to his legs.
Gaia knows the Delta is drying, and that soon she will have to lead her family away from here on a quest for food and water until the flood returns, and so can they. These are the last elephants on Earth still able to make these epic migrations over thousands of miles as their ancestors did.
A bird's eye view looks down on dozens of elephants crossing the swampy delta.
For many, the trip will be new and exciting, but also perilous. Much will depend on Gaia's experience and the wisdom handed down from generations of elephants. Every year, the journey is challenging. But this year, it will change all of their lives.
As Gaia blinks, shadow passes over one of her long-lashed brown eyes. A title appears, Disney Nature Elephant. Along the bottom of the blocky orange letters, a herd walks in a long row. Now, cracks spread across dry earth.
2 months later, the water is receding, and paradise is turning to dust.
A large herd of elephants kicks up dust as they trot across dry grass. Nearby, a baboon sips water in a shallow pool. Jomo runs toward it, ahead of the others.
Jomo leads the charge to water.
The baboon darts away as the elephants arrive at the edge of the pool. Jomo's feet slip down a small muddy bank as he splashes his trunk in the water.
The delta has become a series of vanishing pools. And these last drinking holes are great places to meet up with other families from the neighborhood.
Another herd approaches the pool. The two groups intermingle in the muddy water.
Social life is like oxygen for these elephants. And they embrace it face first.
Several pairs of elephants greet each other by entwining their trunks.
Shawnee has already lost track of Jomo. There he is.
He swings his trunk.
What is he doing?
The little elephant circles his trunk over the water's surface, then plops down.
The older elephants all know this could be the last easy water for many months, so they're going to make the most of it. It's time for a pool party.
The elephants flop into the muddy pool and splash themselves and each other with their trunks. One younger elephant slips in the thick mud surrounding the water. A large elephant lies down. Jomo pushes against it, putting his front legs up on its large, round side.
When Jomo's overstimulated, he can get a little excitable.
Later, he plays with two other young elephants.
There. At least these guys are more his size.
At the edge of the pool, an elephant struggles to pull itself up over a ledge thick with mud. In the pool, another elephant wipes its eye with the tip of its trunk. The elephant finally makes his way out. The elephants continue to play and splash, churning the water into soupy gray slop. The elephants coat each other with it. One flops onto its side as a zebra stands off in the distance.
Well, that's turned most of the drinking water to mud.
A baby gets splashed in the face.
Mud is useful to elephants, though. It acts as sunscreen, and they even eat it to help with stomach issues.
A large elephant backs up against the boulder.
Oh, dear.
It rubs its haunches against it.
Oh, who did that?
A smaller elephant rolls onto its back.
But the mud has a dark side. It's becoming dangerously sticky. Gaia is anxious and calls time out on the mud pool.
The elephants all trudge out of the thick, sticky mud as Jomo struggles up the slippery bank. Shawnee helps him up with her trunk.
Jomo barely makes it out.
Three of the largest elephants gaze out at the pool. A baby elephant lies in the mud, its head covered.
But a young male calf is stuck and suffocating. The matriarch rushes to help. He isn't Gaia's calf, but she knows he will die if she can't lift his face from the mud. And she's the only one with experience of this.
Gaia uses her trunk and front legs to free his head from the thick muck.
His head is up, That's the first step.
The baby can barely lift his legs.
His mother is distraught, but knows if anyone else goes in, it will disturb the mud and make things worse.
Gaia guides the young calf.
Even for Gaia, this is challenging. She keeps the calf's head high and removes mud from his mouth and trunk so he can breathe. Clearing the airways will buy time.
Gaia sweeps mud from his trunk and mouth with her own trunk. The elephants on the bank look on.
Gaia looks to Shani to help calm the calf's mother. The calf is exhausted and his legs are deeply stuck. But Gaia has a plan. If she can just dig a big enough escape route through the mud, the calf might be able to walk out on its own.
Gaia uses her trunk to steady the calf upright, then kicks a trench in the mud with one of her strong front legs.
Shani couldn't have a better mentor. Gaia never gives up and will never leave family behind.
Slowly, the little calf, caked in mud, makes its way through the trench dug by Gaia. The matriarch leads the way out of the mud. The little calf stays close to her hind legs.
This matriarch is a force to be reckoned with and a powerful role model for the entire herd.
Thick mud coats the calf and most of Gaia's legs as they walk together away from the mud pool.
Gaia has seen the delta dry out like this for every one of her 50 years and recognizes the signs. She knows it's time to leave. The memories of all the journeys she's ever taken are stored in her mind.
Quick flashes show cracking land and birds taking flight.
All the pathways and the food stops.
A view rockets across dusty brown earth. Mud splashes an elephant's skin.
The landmarks and the dangers. She'll need them all to navigate these unpredictable lands. Gaia leads the herd into the baking Kalahari. It seems madness. But if she waits, the water holes they will need on their journey will dry up before they can reach them. And they'll be unable to cross the desert. The family joins the mass exodus of animals leaving the delta.
Hundreds of birds take flight. They sweep upward in a great swarm, partially blotting out the sky. Seen from high above, hundreds of wildebeests look as small as ants as they make their way across the desert. Dust clouds the air above the thousands of animals making their exodus. As Gaia leads her herd, Jomo trots alongside the older elephants.
They're setting out on a 1,000-mile round trip, one that could take up to 8 months.
As rain pours down on them, the herd keeps walking its slow, steady pace. On another day, they cross pale, sun-drenched sand.
After 4 days of travel, Gaia leads them to a shaded woodland where she remembers there are seed pods to eat. But there's an unexpected surprise.
Another herd stands among the trees.
Distant relatives. Part of the clan Gaia's family hasn't seen for over a year. They're also making a pit stop on their own journey.
As the two herds meet, a baboon looks over. Two elephants rub trunks.
It's a wonderful chance to catch up with old friends and maybe make some new ones. For Jomo, this could be the beginning of a lifelong friendship and a valuable connection to a whole new side of his family.
Jomo and another young elephant rub their foreheads and trunks against one another. The older elephants greet each other. One rests her trunk and chin on another's head.
Emotional bonds between elephants are as strong and as long-lasting as our own.
Shawnee and another elephant stand with their heads and trunks resting against one another.
Shawnee reconnects with a cousin she hasn't seen in ages. They talk to each other with deep rumbling sounds that work at close range and travel great distances through the ground. But nothing is more bonding than touch.
Two elephants stand face to face, the tips of their trunks in each other's mouth.
All right, they've said their hellos. They came here for lunch. The old tree-shaking technique produces...
Shawnee pushes against a tree with the base of her trunk.
One pod. Well, that won't feed the herd. Shawnee's a master tree-shaker.
Standing firm, she uses the underside of her trunk to shake a tree. Nothing falls.
No luck. Looks like this food stop is a bust.
A large elephant arrives.
Wait a minute. Who's this guy? He's come to visit his mom in the other family.
The bull has long curved tusks. He lifts his trunk.
A magnificent bull. And he's got a trick up his sleeve.
The bull looks up at leafy branches hanging several feet over his extended trunk. He rears up onto his hind legs. Able to reach a branch, he grabs it with his trunk and yanks. Several red seed pods drop to the ground.
Oh, he's gonna win a lot of friends with this party trick. Everyone loves these pods.
An elephant walks over and lifts one of the pods with the end of her trunk and brings it to her mouth. The bull rears up again and wraps his trunk around a branch. Jomo watches him.
Jomo's found a role model.
The bull's front legs land heavily. Jomo rears up a few inches.
Someday.
A baboon sitting nearby looks up at the tree's branches as the bull yanks down another one. The elephants munch on the pods.
These pods are just what Gaia and the family need. High-energy food to keep them going on the long road ahead.
Some baboons watch from the slanted trunk of an uprooted tree. As Jomo eats nearby, Shawnee lifts her head.
Shawnee feels some new rumbling, vibrating the ground beneath her feet.
Particles of sand bounce off the ground.
Low-frequency sounds, far lower than humans can hear. They're messages from elephants on the road ahead. Time to move on.
A bird's-eye view reveals a long trail slightly paler than its surroundings.
In front of them is an astonishing network of circles and lines that stretch across the desert to the horizon.
A web of similar trails meet at pale circles with dark centers.
The mysterious lines are ancient elephant paths. The circles are water holes that collect and hold rain for a few months until it evaporates.
A small mucky green pool sits in the center of one intersection.
Some holes contain just enough drinking water for the family to refill and travel to the next one.
The elephants follow a path.
But others are too far apart. And some will be empty. The holes with water are the stepping stones the family will need on their week-long journey to cross this desert. And linking them together is like solving a riddle that requires many years of experience.
The herd passes through some trees.
After a day marching under the beating sun, the family is desperately thirsty. Shawnee and Jomo rush to the water hole, hoping to drink some clean water before it gets muddied up by everyone.
The elephants draw near to the water hole, passing through a stand of dry, leafless trees. One elephant tosses up a little dirt with her trunk. They find the hole dry.
Empty.
Shawnee lifts her trunk in a curve like an S.
Shawnee can still smell water, but it's far underground.
She taps the dry earth with her foot.
Jomo will stay thirsty.
Shawnee's trunk rises and sways to her left. She turns her body to follow it.
But there's another smell on the wind. Unusual, yet vaguely familiar.
The other elephants in the herd lift their trunks and walk off in the same direction. Jomo curves his trunk upward, too, as he follows. Shawnee walks past an elephant, paused with its trunk curved up.
Shawnee is distracted from her thirst.
She takes slow steps, her trunk reaching toward the ground. She stops at the bleach-white bones and skull of an elephant resting on the dirt. The others in the herd gather around the bones.
An elephant must have arrived here about a year ago, desperate for water, but finding none. This is a reminder of the stakes. The riddle of the water holes is no game.
The tip of Shawnee's trunk passes over the skull, sniffing. Her large ears flap.
The bones are blasted by sand and bleached by sun. But Shawnee still seems to recognize the elephant they came from. Perhaps it was a relative. Or perhaps it was an elephant she met only once. And it's true that elephants never forget.
One of the elephants holds a slender bone in her trunk. The herd move around the bones, feeling them with the ends of their trunks, which reach out and grip like a hand in a mitten.
Jomo was only born around the time this elephant died. Shawnee passes him a bone, as if trying to teach him something.
Jomo briefly takes the slender bone from Shawnee.
Elephants seem to have a deep connection to their past and a reverence for those who've gone before them.
As each member of the herd passes the skull, they touch it with the ends of their trunks. The herd moves on from the dry watering hole and scattered bones. Now, the elephants continue their journey across the desert, past an occasional slender tree.
There is so much ground to cover.
They walk at night.
Whether it takes one day or two will depend on speed. And Gaia taking the most direct route to the next waterhole.
Silhouetted by a low sun and orange sky, they pass a giraffe.
There's no margin for error now.
In the daytime, baboons scurry alongside the herd as they continue their slow, steady pace.
So many new wonders for the young ones to see on their first safari.
They pass a wildebeest grazing beside a zebra.
Jomo's been starved for playmates on this long trek.
A fluffy cheetah cub sits in the grass beside its mother. Jomo turns to look at it.
He would love to play with this cute little cheetah cub. But maybe not while mom's around.
The elephant herd walks through tall, yellow grass. Nearby, small, bright red birds with green heads gather on the sandy ground around dozens of nest holes.
At last, an encouraging sign. Carmine bee eaters nest near rich insect life so they can feed their chicks. It's a sign to Gaia that the herd must be getting close to water.
As the herd arrives in the bee eater's clearing, the birds scatter. Hundreds more birds take off from every branch of a leafless tree. As the elephants walk through, the brilliant red and green birds fly all around them, flapping their wings. The birds settle back down among their nest holes.
Yesterday was a reminder of death, but today the air is alive, and they can feel it in their giant bones.
Now, two white birds with black collars drink from a puddle. A warthog sips from a larger puddle nearby. A slender kudu antelope lifts her head from the water.
There's definitely water here. Make way, everybody.
The animals around the hole scatter as the elephants charge.
There's a time for sharing, but when elephants need to drink, it's survival of the biggest.
A young elephant chases a few zebras off. At the water's edge, other calves shoo away birds. An antelope looks on, a few sprigs of green grass caught in its curved antlers. More antelope dash away as an elephant splashes into the shallow water. As some warthogs trot away, Jomo watches them.
Jomo's found some playmates. Warthogs. They look like fun. First, he's gotta wait till his mom's not looking. And there he goes.
Jomo runs over to some thick brush, edging the land around the waterhole.
Time for some hide and seek.
The baby elephant backs into the leafy bushes, hiding himself. Watching, a warthog blinks. Jomo backs up a little more and waits.
The warthogs don't seem to be into this. Looks like he's switching to tag.
Jomo charges out of the bushes and chases the warthogs around the clearing.
These pigs are way too fast for him.
As the warthogs dart around, evading him, Jomo stops and hangs his head. He shakes his ears, then gives chase again. The warthogs easily trot out of Jomo's way.
Jomo would chase animals all day if he could.
Nearby, a buffalo chews.
Except for that one.
Jomo turns away. A larger elephant tries to shoo off some of the buffalo.
The one animal that won't move for an elephant is a buffalo.
A buffalo glares.
Not moving. Jomo's actually pretty brave.
Jomo stares it down.
When he's with his mom.
A zebra shows its teeth as if laughing. An elephant turns to face the buffalo, swinging its trunk. The buffalo calmly walks away as the elephant splashes itself with water. Meanwhile, Shawnee suctions water off the surface of the watering hole with her trunk.
Shawnee skims the freshest water off the top, which usually works. But this water has been ruined by animals wading and doing who knows what else in it.
Shawnee spits the water out of her mouth. Nearby, two colorful birds sit on dry, leafless branches.
No drinkable water. But at least this oasis comes with its own small Mopani woodland. Elephants love Mopani, and its leaves contain at least some water.
In a grove of trees, an elephant uses its trunk to strip leaves from a hanging branch.
An elephant can eat 600 pounds of leaves and branches in a day. That's the equivalent of 2,500 cheeseburgers. But they have a fierce competitor for these leaves, and it's in a whole other league.
Sunlight shines through a leaf, highlighting its web-like network of veins. A large shadow of a caterpillar passes across the leaf, its fat body undulating as it moves forward.
Mopani worms can eat twice their body weight of leaves in a day.
Dozens cling to a few thin branches.
They're the caterpillar of the emperor hawk moth and can devastate hundreds of miles of forest. These critters can't be chased off. They are rivals to be reckoned with.
Hundreds of Mopani worms eat all the leaves off a tree. An elephant faces a Mopani tree.
A few worms must get eaten by mistake. Yeah, elephants are herbivores, but a little extra protein never hurt anyone.
The elephant pulls off a small branch of leaves and shoves it into its mouth. In fast motion, hundreds of the Mopani worms move across the dry ground. They swarm over saplings, munching the leaves. They strip every bit of leaf off two small trees. The caterpillars move on. Thousands cover the ground. Jomo watches.
You get them, Jomo.
He pulls a branch off a small tree. Half a dozen caterpillars wiggle on a bare branch.
The biggest land animal on earth, chased off by a very hungry caterpillar.
A Mopani worm clings to a twig upside down. The herd moves on through the bare trees.
This decimated woodland has nothing for them now. But where next? Deep in her memory, Gaia knows.
Quick flashes show white crystals, dry woodland, and a tree with a thick trunk and branches.
It's a place many of them have never been before. And getting there will test their faith in Gaia.
A wide gray expanse looks like the surface of the moon.
The largest salt pan in Africa stretches out in front of them. It's vast, brutal, and looks impossible to cross.
Heat ripples the air, blurring an elephant's feet and hanging trunk as it passes. The herd trudges across the salt pan in one long line.
The ancient trails lead to a fantastical place. An island that rises from the salt like a mirage.
Trees grow amid giant round boulders on the island.
But this island is very real and offers a surprising lifeline for travelers.
The tree with the thick trunk stands near the edge.
Baobab trees. Their swollen trunks are full of water that was stored months ago during the rainy season.
The herd arrives at the island. The elephants pull at the bark of the trees with their trunks.
Gaia hopes the sap will keep her family alive for the second stage of the salt pan crossing. It's the only water for 200 miles. Gaia found the island, but it's Shani who teaches the younger elephants what to do with the baobabs. She rips open the thick bark so Jomo and the little ones can reach the moisture stored beneath.
Shani uses her tusks and trunk to pry the fleshy bark from the tree. She eats a small stringy piece. As the baobab tree stands on its wide trunk, its leafless branches spreading out in all directions, the sky darkens.
The shape of these trees on the horizon must have been a sign of salvation for generations of weary elephants.
In smooth time-lapse photography, thousands of stars appear and glide past in the sky overhead. Wispy clouds sweep over the island.
And beneath their boughs, bed.
An elephant lies curled up on the ground. Two more sleep on their sides, lying face to face, their trunks touching. The base of one elephant's trunk rises and falls with a deep breath. Above, the Milky Way slowly rotates over the baobabs.
Only when the skies glitter and the heat of the day fades do the island's strangest creatures emerge.
On a slender branch, a mouse-like bush baby with large round eyes wiggles its big pointed ears. A shadow passes over one of the sleeping elephant calves. Dust blows up from the ground as another elephant exhales. The long-tailed bush baby perks up and leaps to another branch. A pangolin walks low to the ground. Moonlight glints on the protective scales covering its body like armor. Its long tapered nose sniffs the dirt as it walks with hooked claws.
This is a magical place where elephants can dream. Younger minds might be buzzing from the excitement of making this journey for the first time. Perhaps Shani and the elders dream of the time they were shown this island by their ancestors. Part of an unbroken chain of knowledge, stretching back for millennia.
As day breaks, shadows recede from the baobab tree. Pale morning light brightens the island and the salt flats beyond. A sleeping elephant moves her ear off her face. Nearby, a fluffy yellow bird takes flight. The elephant lets her ear flop back over her face. One elephant huddled in a group starts to stir.
Mornings in the desert are cold, so Jomo and Shani are in no hurry to get up. Gaia needs to get her family moving, even if her old bones are creaking a little these days. But no matter what your age, getting up isn't easy when you're this shape.
A calf lying on its side struggles to right itself.
A helping trunk can make all the difference.
An older elephant uses its trunk to help roll the little one onto its feet. A young elephant helps an older one rise with a little nudge to its side. Jomo lays his head on a resting elephant's back.
Not helping, Jomo.
A mother elephant uses her trunk to steady a baby as it rises to its feet. The baby nurses from its mother.
The calves need the water in their mother's milk, or they'll never make it across the salt pan. The baobab sap won't be enough to keep the adults going. They need to cross now, before it gets too hot.
The salt pan stretches out to the horizon.
But the desert has other ideas.
A swirling tornado sweeps over the salt pan. Gray dust roils around in the air. Several whirlwinds across the land sweep dirt up in tall columns that stretch into the sky.
The winds have crossed hundreds of miles of scorched salt and are bone dry.
As salt and dirt fill the air, the herd trudges through, barely visible in the thick haze.
There is no shelter from the desiccating salt crystals, and the calves are in serious risk of dehydration.
The violent windstorm fills the air with dirt and debris, blocking out the sky and surrounding trees. The herd's large ears flap in the wind.
Pushing on is the only option.
Strong gusts blow against the elephant's sides as they move in their slow, steady, single-file line. As the herd walks through the windstorm, Jomo stays close to his mother's side. Shawnee reaches out to him with her trunk.
Jomo is struggling, but Shawnee reassures him. She would never leave him behind.
The larger elephants walk outside of the young ones, sheltering them. More strong gusts blow the salty earth sideways. As the herd walks amid a few short trees, the gray dust storm looms in the distance.
The salt and the wind have sucked the water from their bodies. They must drink soon, or they will die.
Among a woodland, the wind dies down. Gaia's trunk hovers over the ground, searching. She shuts her eyes.
Gaia is uncertain of the route, but she can sense something through her feet. It could be distant water.
Gaia turns. Elsewhere, water flows in a gushing river. Gaia opens her eyes.
Shawnee senses it too, and leads the way.
The herd moves at a brisk pace away from the salt pan and into a forest of dry trees. Elsewhere, the river flows. Shawnee leads the way at a charge, breaking the thin dry branches off of trees as she passes. The herd follows closely, one behind the other. At the river, foamy white rapids flow. In the forest, a young elephant with short tusks hurries to keep up. The elephants head down a small, rocky slope. They stop short. A few rocks tumble over a cliff to the river far below. The elephants peer over the edge of the deep gorge to the water.
So close. Shawnee's instincts about the water were right, but the deep gorge was a surprise.
Craggy rock makes up the sheer sides of the gorge. The elephants huddle at the edge.
How are they going to reach water now?
They back away from the gorge. Nearby, a flock of hundreds of birds fills the air.
Quelea. Gaia remembers these birds leading her mother to water many years ago.
The birds move together, flowing like the river.
Perhaps they could do it again.
The elephants follow the birds alongside the gorge.
They follow the birds through a passage high above the main river.
As the flock sweeps past a wall of rock, the elephant in the lead peers from behind. The birds gather around a pool of turquoise water. The elephants follow.
There's a small stream, It's enough to wet their mouths and keep the parched young ones going.
One elephant takes up water in its trunk and brings it to its mouth. Another splashes itself with the fresh water. The quelea flit in the air around them.
Shawnee has learned an important lesson from Gaia today. These little birds can be big lifesavers.
The birds that had settled near the stream take off again.
But the quelea aren't settling to drink. Gaia gambles on following them.
The herd heads down a gentle slope as the flock of quelea soar overhead. Dozens of quelea leave the branches of a tree all at once. A bird's eye view soars over lush treetops toward a cloud of mist.
The small stream was a feeder for the Zambezi River at its most magnificent point.
The mist rises from a majestic waterfall.
Mosio Atunia, the smoke that thunders. Also known as Victoria Falls.
A wide river cascades over the falls in tremendous gushes of water that send white mist hundreds of feet into the air. A view from the gorge reveals a wide arcing rainbow over the falls. A bird with a wide wingspan soars over the powerful churning water. The water froths and foams as it reaches the edge of the falls and flows far below. Beyond the falls, islands filled with lush vegetation dot the wide Zambezi River.
Upstream of the falls is the haven Gaia's been searching for. Islands with shelter, food, and limitless fresh water. The islands are filled with palm trees, a sign that elephants have reached them many times before, as palm seeds germinate best after passing through an elephant.
Gaia stares ahead.
Gaia has found the crossing point to the islands.
The elephants trot toward the river.
Suddenly, those giant bodies seem a bit lighter.
The herd makes their way across the sandy shore, kicking up clouds of dust. Their broad ears flap as they move with quick steps.
Jomo has rediscovered the spring in his step.
Jomo's little trunk wags as he trots along with the others. An eagle on the shore leans down for a quick drink, then takes off as the elephants arrive.
They'll cross to the island soon enough. But before that, their first real drink in nearly 2 months.
The elephants step into the shallow water. One squirts water from its trunk into its mouth.
Deliciously cool water from the mighty Zambezi. One of Africa's greatest rivers.
Some antelope drink nearby.
Ah, antelope!
Jomo chases them.
Just like old times for Jomo.
The antelope drink along the river.
They remind Jomo of those carefree days back in the Delta. Just chasing animals around all over the place. Not a care in the world.
A crocodile lunges.
That's a crocodile!
The antelope scatter.
Probably best to stick with the herd.
Jomo stays with the older elephants, who keep their distance from the crocodile by the shore.
Upstream, hungry crocodiles have noticed their arrival.
Several crocodiles crawl down the bank toward the water. An elephant shakes her head.
Downstream is the greatest waterfall on Earth.
Water gushes over Victoria Falls.
But in front of them is everything they've been looking for.
The lush islands sit in the river.
Gaia decides they should attempt the crossing.
As the herd makes its way into deeper water, a crocodile on shore opens its eyes. Jomo stays close to the elephant in front of him and a second one behind him. The crocodile slips into the water too. As the lead elephants cross, the water reaches up to their eyeballs.
The water near the edge is shallow. But shallow water is where crocodiles hunt best.
Shawnee is hesitating. She wants to turn back.
A crocodile floats in shallow water.
But Gaia urges her on.
Another crocodile lifts its head out of the water. Shawnee continues forward with Gaia.
Together, Shawnee and Gaia shield the young on both sides, making it harder for the crocodiles to reach them.
The older elephant uses her trunk to keep the young calves close. As the water gets deeper, the elephants keep the ends of their trunks above the surface like a snorkel. A crocodile watches them, its eyes and snout barely above the water's surface.
As they leave the crocodiles behind, they face a new, even worse danger. The water is getting deeper, and the current much stronger. They could easily be swept downstream and over the waterfall. A fate suffered by all too many elephants.
A baby props its head on its mother's trunk. From below, an elephant paddles its legs.
Here, the Zambezi is 50 feet deep, and the current is ferocious. Do they have the strength and stamina to withstand the force of the river?
The elephants keep close together as they cross through the deep, swift-moving current. From afar, only the ends of their trunks and humps of their backs are visible above the surface. Halfway to their destination, some blow water from their trunks. An elephant dips her head under, keeping the tip of her trunk high. Below, her legs churn in the deep water. In the lead, Gaia surfaces, the calves by her side.
They're nearly there.
A baby uses Gaia's trunk to keep its own tiny trunk aloft. Underwater, the older elephant's paddling feet reach the bottom. They lift their heads as they find their footing. The elephants trudge through the shallower water toward the shore. The younger elephants move slow in water that covers their legs. One flaps its trunk, splashing. One by one, the elephants climb from the water onto a sandy beach. They make their way deeper onto the island, into tall grass and the shade of palm trees. Perched on a branch, two little black and white birds with long beaks watch.
Food, water, and safety, all in one place. They can rest here for the next few months until the food is all eaten and the water returns to the Okavango.
An elephant yanks hanging leaves off a tree with its trunk.
And those palm nuts? They're perfectly ripe. Current residents, beware.
A monkey sits in a palm tree eating a nut.
It's time for an elephant feast.
An elephant presses the underside of her trunk against the trunk of the palm tree. Rocking forward with a quick rhythmic movement, she shakes the tree, knocking golf ball-sized palm nuts from its top. As they rain down, the monkey leaves its perch. The elephant stops shaking the tree and reaches down for a fallen nut. The monkey slides down the tree trunk. Another elephant shakes a second tree, and the round, ruddy brown nuts cascade down around her, some bouncing off her head and back. Another monkey scurries down. With a few quick thrusts with her trunk against a tree, more nuts fall. Tiny birds flee as a monkey makes his way down from the top of the tree. An elephant picks up a fallen nut with her trunk and tosses it into her mouth. More tree shaking causes another downpour of nuts.
The nuts are full of oil, have all the goodness they need, and were seeded here by previous generations of elephants. No wonder they're called ivory palms.
Several younger elephants gather around and eat the nuts off the ground. An elephant gives a tree a shake, but nothing falls. She steps away, shaking her head. A baboon gazes skyward.
Gaia's islands will do nicely until the water returns to the Okavango. Like the elephants, the water will undergo an epic journey across Africa to reach the delta. A journey that's just beginning.
Above a sheer, craggy cliff, mist rises and clouds form.
1,000 miles away, in the highlands of Angola,
The weather's changing.
In fast motion, clouds move in, blotting out the blue sky.
Water vapor from the Atlantic Ocean hits the mountains and turns to rain.
The fast-moving, darkening clouds sweep over the land. Lightning strikes in the distance. A raindrop hits the ground. Now rain pours down on craggy rocks. Drops splash in a little pool and collect in a rivulet.
The runoff from the southern slopes drains into the Okavango, where thousands of Kalahari elephants will depend on it for their survival.
Muddy water seeps over the dry ground.
Nothing on our planet is more precious to life.
Water flows, cascading over rocks in a series of small waterfalls. On the sepia-toned map, a line snakes its way from the Angola highlands to the Okavango Delta.
This water is just beginning its 600-mile journey to the Okavango Delta, where it will once again transform dust into paradise. Gaia and family will soon begin their journey back to the Okavango so they can arrive in the Delta when it's at its most verdant.
A dotted line shows the herd's path to Victoria Falls and a second path back.
On the Palm Islands above the falls, the season is also advancing. The nuts are all finished, and the remaining plants are dried out and make poor elephant food. The family is scraping a living now.
An elephant lifts a bunch of dried leaves and twigs from the ground and chews them.
The change is especially hard on the oldest. Gaia is getting tired. Her sixth and final set of teeth are nearly worn away, and she finds the food here harder to eat, so is losing strength.
Gaia lies on her side. Jomo watches.
Jomo has never seen an old elephant beginning to fade and seems confused.
Gaia struggles to sit up.
Gaia has seen their food wane with the seasons many times before. She also foresaw the other great change coming. When they arrived, the Zambezi was a raging torrent. Now, the mighty river has fallen to a trickle. The dry season has devastated the whole area.
Dry land peeks out where water once flowed.
Gaia knew this place wouldn't support them for long. Elephants can't survive on small islands. They need to roam vast distances to thrive.
In long, dry grass, Gaia slowly gets to her feet, shaking her ears and trunk.
Gaia makes the call to leave, and Shawnee helps rally the herd. At least leaving this place will be far easier than arriving.
They step on wet rocks.
Where they once had to swim, they can now walk.
A thin layer of water flows over the ground. They splash through it to the other side.
On the mainland, Gaia can lead her family on the long road back to the Delta. They'll travel through shaded woodlands where possible, conserving their strength for the desert. Off the island, she can once again tune in to the sounds of distant elephants. They're telling her the Angolan floodwaters are early. To get the best of the flood, she'll need to leave immediately and take the shortest possible route.
Brief flashes show a zigzag of lightning and a hyena.
There will be different dangers.
Lions sit silhouetted against an orange sky.
Different pathways, but the same goal. Paradise.
Gaia blinks. Now the elephants walk through a shady woodland.
The most direct route will get the family back for the peak of the flood. But it's a calculated risk.
The sun hangs low as they pass leafless trees.
There's a reason they don't usually take the shortest route.
A lioness peers from behind a tree.
It's through lion country. And these lions hunt elephants.
A lion sits in brown grass beside a clearing where dozens of clean white bones lie strewn.
There are signs of ambush everywhere.
A short distance away, the herd walks past a broken tusk on the ground.
The cats won't usually attack elephants until the end of the dry season, when they've been weakened by hunger.
A lioness sniffs the air.
That's still a month away. As long as they stick together, they should be safe.
Seated on a high rock, a lion yawns and gets to his feet. The elephants head for a watering hole.
The herd does need to drink, and they do trust Gaia. But this is unsettling.
The lion stalks after them. Two others walk side by side, their jaws hanging open and their eyes on the herd. In the orange light of the low sun, the elephants reach the water. A lioness watches them, her alert yellow eyes staring. As she stalks toward the watering hole, wind whips sand into the air.
Winds from a brewing storm give the cats cover. It's much harder for the herd to hear or smell them in these conditions. The lions know it, too, and seem emboldened.
The elephants stand at the far edge of the watering hole as the lioness approaches from the other side.
The cats are drawing around the family.
The wind continues to cloud the air with sand and dust as the sun sinks lower toward the horizon. Several lions gather near the elephants. The lions lap at the shallow water at the edge of the pool. One lifts his head.
Gaia must show the lions her family is strong. The predators shouldn't waste their time.
Gathered in a close group, the elephants advance on the lions. The predators stride away.
The lions seem convinced this would be no easy meal. At least not during daylight, when elephants have the upper hand.
Lightning strikes in the distance. Gaia eyes seven lions lounging by the water. Nighttime, a full moon hangs in the sky.
The elephants feel their way. They can't see well in the dark, and predators know it. The family should push on through the night and leave this place while they can.
In the moonlight, the herd makes their way through tall, slender trees.
The haunting calls of hyenas put them on edge. The family cannot take any chances. Hyenas are known as scavengers, but would snatch a small calf if given the opportunity.
A hyena's ears twitch. The elephants come upon several of the scavengers in a clearing. Gaia blows dirt at them with her trunk. As the elephants make their way through the clearing, the biggest ones trumpet at the hyenas. The much smaller animals keep their distance.
Gaia and Shawnee keep the hyenas away from Jomo and the other young.
The elephants stay together in a tight circle.
Gaia is worried she's made a grave error. The hyenas are eating the carcass of a large elephant, too big for them to have killed themselves. It can only mean one thing. It was killed by lions, and the hunting season has begun.
Beside two lionesses, a lion with a large mane lifts his head as the elephants hurry past.
Shawnee can sense Gaia's distress. If the matriarch is worried, panic spreads.
A lioness growls at the passing herd. The elephants slow in a clearing. A lioness watches them from a mound of earth and growls. The elephants stay together in a tight group.
The lions are closing in.
A lion with a large mane takes a few steps forward. The elephants stand still, their ears waving. A few lionesses perk up. One gets to her feet and slowly stalks toward Shawnee and Jomo.
The hunter has Jomo in her sights.
As the lioness creeps in behind Jomo, a second hunter stealthily trots closer.
Shawnee spots the lion and gives chase, leaving her son alone.
The second lioness takes the opportunity of Shawnee's absence to pounce on Jomo's haunches. Shawnee turns back and gets between her son and the lioness. She faces off against the pack of lions, now all on their feet.
Shawnee and Jomo could easily become surrounded.
Several of the lionesses charge at them. Shawnee and Jomo start to run. Shawnee turns, keeping the lions back at a short distance.
They must get out of there.
The protective mother runs, Jomo at her side. The lionesses give chase.
In their pursuit, the lions have separated Jomo from his mother.
Alone, Jomo hides in some bushes. A lioness prowls past some thick brush. Jomo turns. Elsewhere, the rest of the herd run away, kicking up dirt. Jomo shifts on his feet.
Jomo must stay hidden.
The lioness slinks closer. Shawnee returns.
Shawnee has doubled back to protect Jomo.
She stares down the lioness.
She will never abandon her son.
As the lioness flees, Jomo comes out of his hiding place.
Safe for now.
Jomo stays close to his mother's hind legs. The lioness watches from a distance. The sun rises, casting a yellow-orange glow over the watering hole.
Gaia had expected the family to be many miles from here by morning. But last night was chaos.
A vulture sits perched on a crooked branch.
Shawnee emerges from the cover of woodland, trying to reconnect with the rest of the herd.
Shawnee moves slowly and turns her head to one side. An elephant blinks, white foam collecting in the corner of its eye. The elephants stand together in a close group.
They are tightly gathered around a body.
One of the elephants flaps its broad ears. An old elephant with sagging skin lies in the grass.
Gaia.
The herd stays gathered close by.
The herd was so focused on keeping their young safe that they lost sight of their oldest. Her failing teeth had left her weakened by hunger, and the stress of the night was too much for her.
Some of the elephants move closer to Gaia, reaching out to gently touch her with their trunks. One elephant gently rests the end of her trunk near Gaia's mouth.
She is still alive. Just. But these are her last moments. And the family knows it. For the last 20 years, she has been their rock, giving companionship and leadership.
Nearby, lying under some bushes, a lioness watches the gathering around the dying elephant. One member of the herd curls her trunk upward, then slowly lowers it.
With her trunk on her sister's mouth, Shawnee feels her take her last breath.
Shawnee uses her trunk to gently lift her sister's ear and flip it over so that it covers her face. A lioness stalks through dry grass toward the elephants. Among some short, leafless trees, a lion also prowls closer.
They can't help her now.
The elephants leave Gaia, the last one reluctantly backing away. Two more lionesses close in. As the elephants leave, Jomo stops and turns his head.
Jomo takes a final look at Gaia. The death of a matriarch is a momentous event in his young life.
Elsewhere, water flows over rocks in a gurgling stream.
The life-giving floodwaters are picking up pace as they travel towards the delta. Shawnee is trying to lead her family there, too. With Gaia gone, she is now the one responsible for their safety. This is uncharted territory for her, in every sense.
As the herd moves across a savanna, an elephant looks to a family member beside her.
The younger females look to each other for reassurance. They've never known a time without Gaia as their leader. They know Shawnee is the obvious successor. But does she have what it takes?
Golden sunlight casts the herd in silhouette as they travel past a few leafless trees.
Only time will tell if they found their new matriarch.
As Shawnee leads them, she passes the sun, which flares with bright orange rays that briefly overtake her silhouette. High in the cloudless sky, the sun flares brilliantly.
A week later, their journey is interrupted by a wonderful event.
A small calf lies by a few of the older elephants' feet.
A new calf is welcomed into the world after a pregnancy of nearly 2 years. And there is huge excitement in the family.
The older elephants watch, shifting on their feet and ears flapping.
The first few days of life are all important, and everyone wants to help.
Using their trunks and legs, they help the baby to its unsteady feet.
He'll be unsteady on his feet for a while. Another new responsibility for Shawnee. Elephants are usually born in the wet season, when mothers can produce more milk and it's cooler. So this little calf is going to need extra help.
Several elephants stand around the baby as he keeps his balance on his feet.
Shawnee welcomes a new playmate for Jomo. Jomo is less excited. He's been the baby of the family for as long as he can remember. Then again, the kid looks like he could use some help.
As the baby tries to walk, his mother nudges him along with one of her legs. The baby falls onto his side.
Yep, he's definitely gonna slow them down.
His mother and another elephant back up to help him up again. As the older elephants move slowly with the little calf, he stops by a thin broken trunk, just a little taller than he is. He walks unsteadily around it. Ahead of the baby, Shawnee uses her trunk to move away fallen branches.
Shawnee clears a path for the calf while it finds its feet. The little one's mom is inexperienced, so its chances of survival are slim without Shawnee's help.
Shawnee stops and turns her head.
It's now Shawnee, not Gaia, to whom the family must look for guidance. The decision she makes from here on will have huge consequences for the entire herd. She looks back at all the lessons she learned from Gaia during her rich life.
In flashbacks, Gaia helps the calf out of the mud, finds water with the help of the Quelea, defends the herd against the lions, then takes her last breath.
Shawnee must piece together her own way back to the Delta.
Shawnee slowly blinks.
First thing, she must get the new mother to the place Gaia took her after she gave birth. A place where salts seep from the ground. Elephants come here to drink and replace minerals before they tackle the desert.
An elephant sticks her trunk in a hole in the ground.
Shawnee lets the new mom go first, so she can replenish the fluids lost during the birth. For the mom, this is a lifesaver. But the whole herd need these minerals before they can move on.
The herd gathers around more small holes dug deep into the ground.
Oh, look who's cut in front of the line. Jomo.
He's gonna have to learn how to play by the rules.
Jomo squeezes under a bigger elephant and squirms his way into the hole. An elephant digs with her tusks.
Tusks come in very handy when trying to dig deep for the salts.
She lifts a clump of earth with her trunk and brings it to her mouth. An elephant kicks with a front foot to widen the hole. Nearby, an elephant lifts a flat rock and eats it. Jomo gets down on his bent front legs and tries to pry at the ground with his mouth.
Jomo doesn't have tusks, so it's a little difficult. And his young apprentice isn't helping.
The baby steps on Jomo's trunk. Jomo stands up and shoos him away. An elephant holds a large rock to her mouth with her trunk, then drops it.
Another herd is approaching, wanting to access the mine.
Shawnee watches the approaching herd.
Shawnee is in alien territory now, disconnected from her social network. She sizes them up. It's a huge group, easily big enough to drive them away. Shawnee must decide whether to stand firm and protect their patch, or back down. Sometimes rival herds will kidnap calves to assert their dominance. And Shawnee's family has a vulnerable newborn to look after.
Some of the older elephants gather around the baby.
The calf is eyed by the rival matriarch.
Shawnee approaches her rival, eyes locked, head held high.
Shawnee steps up for the test. She will not be intimidated.
As Shawnee moves forward, the rival backs away.
She will protect the calf as though it were her own.
As the others in the herd shield the baby, Shawnee charges at her rival. Their trunks briefly twist together. The rival runs away.
The rivals back down. They had strength in number, but lacked Shawnee's determination to protect her family. The little calf is safe for now. Shawnee decides it's time to push for home. It won't be easy, but a rich prize is waiting. The Angolan floodwaters are just arriving in the Okavango.
In an extreme close-up, crystalline grains of sand soak up water. More water flows swiftly, carrying the topmost layer of sand with it. The head of a stream forces its way across the dry earth. The water overtakes a beetle as it tries to scuttle away. A pale orange spider moves aside as a rivulet of water pushes up the dirt under its legs.
Desert sands that have been parched and barren for half a year are not as lifeless as they seem.
As water streams over the ground, a frog pops its head up. As it hops, a long-beaked bird turns its head.
Some creatures have been waiting underground for this moment. And others have been waiting for them.
As more frogs emerge from under the newly wet ground, the long-beaked bird snatches one up. It swallows the frog whole. In shallow water, a baby crocodile snaps up a bug on a slender twig.
The leading edge of the flood is full of tiny fish, moving in to hunt the insects and spiders caught by the new water. Catfish are just behind them, pushing into the Delta's many channels alongside thousands of other floodwater pioneers.
A long snake pokes its head up from the shallow marshland. A white egret snatches up a tiny wriggling fish in its long beak. Underwater, small fish swim past green grass. High above, flocks of birds arrive over the Delta. Hundreds of large birds with broad white wings converge on a spot in the swampy water. The large-billed pelicans float together.
Paradise from dust. Once again, the Delta is transforming.
Beyond a few palm trees, flatland stretches toward the horizon.
Out in the desert, Shawnee and the family are not far away now. But they're battling dry headwinds and haven't had water for 2 days. It's taking a toll on the whole herd.
The elephants trudge slowly across the desert.
Jomo is more resilient than he was when he began this journey. But the young calf is in trouble.
The baby lags behind the others, spittle dripping from its open mouth. As he walks, he steps into a shallow hole, and he stumbles forward, landing on his trunk.
The herd is tighter now than ever. He won't be left behind.
As he gets to his feet, his mother comes back for him. She helps him out of the shallow hole with her trunk.
Strength of family has gotten them this far. they will make it to the Delta together, or not at all.
The herd moves in a slow single-file line. The baby follows behind the others.
Take as long as you need, little one.
As the elephants plod along on the dry sand, the gray skin on their legs sags with wrinkles and creases. The baby elephant falls further behind. His mother takes a few steps backward, allowing him to catch up. They move on together. As the baby hangs his head, his trunk grazes the rock-strewn ground. The elephants walk through short tufts of dry grass. At the back of the herd, the baby's mother waits again for him to catch up. She gently lifts his little trunk with her own, wiping drool from his mouth. A huge flock of hundreds of birds soars up from behind them and fills the sky overhead.
The white sand of the Delta is now under his feet. They are so close.
The elephants pick up their pace. As the birds fly on ahead, the elephants trot after them. At the Delta, lush green plants sprout up amid endless pools and channels.
From all over the Kalahari, animals pour back into the Okavango.
Antelope dash across shallow water.
The journeys, wildlife, and water converge, and the Delta's heart is beating again.
A troop of giraffes gallops across the wetlands. A large herd of buffalo kicks up a cloud of dust all around them as they arrive. Hundreds of the sturdy animals with their curved horns splash into the water. From a bird's eye view, they appear as tiny dots amid the lush green grass and blue water. A bird with purple and turquoise feathers sits on a branch.
Only one set of travelers are missing.
The elephants arrive at the Delta. At a run, they splash into the knee-high water.
Shawnee's done it. They're home.
As the baby trots through the water, splashing himself, it darkens his ashy skin.
She's got them all back, even the little one.
The herd travels together through the shallows.
This epic journey was started by Gaia, but it's Shawnee who will now carry forward the wisdom of the generations.
Shawnee dunks her whole body under the water. The little baby swims alongside his walking mother.
The calf born on their journey tastes the Delta's waters for the first time.
He uses his trunk to hold on to his mother's tail.
He'll have Jomo to introduce him to the locals in his own special way.
An eagle takes off. A hippo lifts its head.
But after all his trials and experiences this year, Jomo will surely prove to be an excellent big brother and pass on everything he's learned about being one of the herd.
The baby follows Jomo and the others through the water. An elephant submerges herself.
Following the dust and dangers of their incredible road trip, this must be pure heaven.
The elephants splash and play in the water, dunking themselves under.
After an uncertain start, the family now fully accepts Shawnee as their new matriarch.
In the water, she swings her trunk.
She won't be the same as Gaia. Elephants are individuals. Shawnee will bring her own style of leadership. And she's started well.
Lifting her head and rearing back, she splashes with her front feet. The water covers plants and grasses.
In a few months, these lush wetlands will be gone. And the family will have to leave the Delta and head out again across the vast wilds of Africa. Like countless generations of Kalahari elephants before them. These are the last elephants on Earth who still have the freedom to roam.
Looking down from a bird's eye view, the elephants splash through the swampy wetlands.
May these unforgettable journeys continue for generations to come.
On the Delta, dozens of elephants stand scattered among the marshy water and dry land. From high above, they appear as gray dots on a carpet of green. From even higher up, the entire Delta spreads in green tendrils across the desert. Fade to black. Now, a cameraman films the baby with two elephants.
And there's the baby. Look at that.
A view from the end of a helicopter's blade spins rapidly around the helicopter as its rotor whirs to life. The helicopter takes off from the Delta. A small plane soars over the wetlands. Below, the elephants walk together. A modified truck struggles to make it through water that covers its wheels. A man leans out one side with a movie camera. On dry land, the vehicle rolls slowly beside the herd. At night, a lioness roars.
There's nothing like the sound of lions. 40 feet from the car when you've got no doors on it to make a little bit of wee come out.
A crewman touches scat and brings his finger to his mouth.
Females. Salty. 3 hours old.
A woman tries.
No, don't taste it. I can't bring myself to do that, did you? I did this. I touched it with this finger and then licked my other finger.
A cameraman stands on a mount on the side of the vehicle as it gets submerged in water. Later, a crewman dumps water from his boot.
And they tend to be a bit more nervous when they're in a herd like this because obviously the lions are around and lions would have a go for the youngsters.
Lions?
Yeah.
You didn't say anything about lions.
There's also lions here.
A cameraman films an elephant in the water. The elephant shakes her head and he copies.
Yeah.
Audio description by Deluxe. Funded by Disney Plus Originals. Voice by Jedediah Barton. Towering icy cliffs with peaks like pointed turrets sit in water with a night sky, with an aurora above. Green letters appear. Disney Nature.